Welcome back to Let's Talk Guthrie County. This is James Martins. Please be joined by Stacy Yukin. She's the Economic Development Coordinator here at Midwest Partnership based out of Stuart. But of course, they serve the four county region, including three of our own counties here at the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. That's Guthrie, Adair, and Greene. They also serve Ottoman County. And just kind of getting to the end of the summer, and we haven't caught up with them in a while, so we got them on the program to talk about a couple of things that already happened and a couple of things that are here to come. So, Stacy, thanks for joining us.
Yes, thanks for having us.
So, first of all, a couple of things that have wrapped up recently or in the last month or so. You had your annual golf outing that seemed to go pretty well. Tell us how it went.
Yes, it was a great day. It started off kind of stormy, and it was the day that Greenfield got hit pretty hard. But up in Panora, the weather cleared off, and we had a great day for golf. We had a full golf course with approximately 36 teams and brought in a lot of money for our marketing purposes.
And kind of tell me, are there anything exactly that those funds are going to fund as far as the marketing purposes?
A lot of it will be used just to help market our region, to bring in new business and help those businesses that are already here. But part of those funds will also be kind of earmarked for educational purposes. So the Teaching for the Workforce conference that we had earlier this summer, it would help pay for similar conferences in the future and other workforce school-to-work type initiatives.
Now, of course, you guys just had your kind of Teaching for the Workforce seminar here this earlier this summer. Is that something you'd like to see happen more than once?
Oh, absolutely. We had about 25 teachers that attended that from throughout Southwest Iowa, and they've asked us, if not to carry it on right here within our four counties, to maybe even start it or help start it in other parts of the area as well. And so it's something I do see kind of moving forward and progressing from where we had it this summer, but also similar types of initiatives throughout the school year. So of those teachers, trying to get back into their classrooms and helping them make those connections and just building that program.
Fantastic. And of course, you guys are involved with a lot of initiatives here at Midwest Partnership, one of them being the Home Base Iowa program. And you had a great July as Guthrie, Adair, and Ottoman counties all became Home Base Iowa communities. So just for those that aren't aware, I know we've run a lot about it, but give us a brief overview of what Home Base Iowa does.
Home Base Iowa is an initiative statewide that helps bring veterans back to Iowa, or helps those that are currently in our communities that are looking for jobs. So it's a state program, state government program that businesses can go on and use as a recruiting tool. They can post their job openings, and veterans and current service members also can post their resumes. And it's kind of like a matchmaking initiative to help retain those employees here in the state of Iowa. Obviously, they are a very skilled workforce, but it also is a recruiting tool to bring those outside of the state that may be looking to move anywhere within the United States to market Iowa to those as a great place to live and work.
Now that you have those three communities, three counties that are home-based Iowa communities, is that going to allow Midwest Partnership in general to do different or even bigger things?
I hope so. And Greene County is also a home-based Iowa community as well. They were actually the first one in the state. So we have number one, and then I believe 83, 84, and 85. You know, it's a great marketing tool statewide, but also here within the region. We'll hopefully continue to grow that with our businesses and see more sign up and really use that as a marketing tool.
Excellent. So that's a couple of things that happened in the recent past. Now some things that are coming up in the near future, especially this week, the Stuart Business Blitz. You guys are going back out around the Stuart area right here in town to go to different businesses. And so what should business owners expect when you guys come by?
Well, this week we're teaming up with the City of Stuart as well as the Stuart Chamber. And we will be out visiting businesses like we have in other communities and, you know, handing off resource packets to let them know what is going on within Stuart as well as at Midwest Partnership. We have a brief survey very similar to what we've asked other businesses and other communities to fill out just to help us not only with Midwest Partnership but the city and the chamber as well, kind of help drive programming needs for the city.
Excellent. And so you've had these business blitzes all around the four county region. And have businesses been telling you anything in particular as far as how these surveys have been helpful or how maybe suggestions you've made while on the visits have helped them grow their business?
Each community has been a little bit different, but we have seen a lot of, you know, the same issues in every community that we go into. And so it's kind of been a eye-opening in some aspects where it's like, you know, this is a very specific issue for maybe the town of Greenfield, for example. But as a whole, we're seeing the same things, and it's helping programs help us with our programming and also the communities with what their chambers are working on.
And of course, this program's been going on for just about a year now, so I'm sure if your community hasn't been hit, for lack of a better word, yet, it will be in the coming years. I'm sure it's a great program helped out by the University of Northern Iowa. And of course, we want to keep that calendar going. We've got school coming up, so that calendar is going to get filled. And we want to make sure you get the Employer Educator Summit there. So Stacy, give us the date, location, and some helpful information on that.
Well, this year's date is October 10th, and it will be back in our region at the Lake Panorama National Resort and Conference Center. And it will be kind of a whole day, 9-3 conference, where we will bring in educators and businesses, and it's a partnership with Western Iowa Advantage, so four other counties as well. And then outside of the region, too, we'll bring in quite a few educators and businesses, but just a way for those connections to be made and try to figure out this whole skilled workforce, solving those workforce issues that we have in the community, and trying to find ways for maybe kids that don't want to go on for that four-year degree, what jobs are available to them and how to make that, get that word out to the schools and the businesses to make those connections.
All great things here from Midwest Partnership. Stacy, anything else you want to let the listeners of Raccoon Valley Radio know about?
Well, they can always contact us in Stuart anytime. We're happy to help. You can stop by the office. We're in the basement of Rolling Hills Bank, or give us a call.
Once again, that's the Economic Development Coordinator for Midwest Partnership, Stacy Yukin, joining us on the Let's Talk Guthrie County program. Stacy, as always, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And for Let's Talk Guthrie County, this has been James Martins.